Street gospel. Street gospel. It's Mr. P-E-T-I-A-H. I've got some confessions to make about things I did back in the days. I tried to resist them but couldn't due to my lack of ability to pray. Those who loved me back in the days tried to correct me for my mistakes, but the life I was living became a part of me. I thought I was on the right way. Pornography made me masturbate. When tempted, I did not resist. I sometimes tried my best to resist but couldn't. I even called myself a beast. Masturbation always got me dizzy. My brain felt so teasy. These additions make me sick. Anytime I try seeking for help, all I get back is feeling intimidated. They tell me I'm sick. Confessions. Confess. Confessions. Confess. Confessions. Confess. After confessing, he took my place of death. Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus love. Never failed me yet. There's one thing I know. Everywhere I go, Jesus love. Never failed me yet. Confessions. Confess. Confessions. Confess. Confessions. Confess. After confessing, he took my place of death. I learned the hard way. Every day of my life I had the bad day. Everywhere I stepped there was always trouble. So trouble was what my father caused me. My love for us kept me womanizing. Porn kept me awake than a cup of coffee. I felt bad and knew my soul was dying. But the hand of Lucy on me kept me pushing. I ran from home to have peace, doing things that suit me. Winning souls for Lucy and hurting those who love me. I hated to step foot in church only because the club was popping and the church was boring. I kept pushing Okanto away, but because he was meant to win me, he kept on pushing. That's why I call grace. Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus love. Never failed me yet. There's one thing I know. Everywhere I go, Jesus love. Never failed me yet. Confessions. Confess. Confessions. Confess. Confessions. Confess. After confessing, he took my place of death.